As we do every Tuesday on this program, we celebrate a slate of books destined to be your reads for the spring and summer, and it's such beautiful weather. You're thinking about that summer reading, and maybe you just want to read and brush up on your knowledge, perhaps. And to do so, we check out the shelves of one of our wonderful independent bookstores, and one in particular, the bookstore in Lenox, Massachusetts, where Matt Tannenbaum is the proprietor. He is here to join us with all the good stuff that he has been unpacking, and who knows, may even find a great Mother's Day gift in this.
Joe, I forgot.
What?
Mother's Day.
Well, any of these would be fine.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some good books for anybody, moms included.
Absolutely. Moms, listen in.
It is it's always a delight when we have you here. I always look forward to your visits, and I thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, Joe. Nice to see you.
So where would you like to begin, sir?
I am so happy with this group of books that I found this week.
They become your children, don't they? they're all your favorites.
They scattered around my feet last night on the near the couch. With the bottle of
gotcha.
And was looking at them and deciding what order I'd like to present them. So what they are, though, are a couple of literary biographies, or one biography, one memoir, one book about by one of my favorite writers, a wonderful coming of age story, but the subjects are golf, dogs, and farming. Golf, I'm a terrible golfer. I'm not a dog person, and I've never been a farmer. But...
So you're the perfect person to discuss
to
these
discuss
books
these,
that you love.
Objectively.
Excellent.
So let's start with the coming-of-age story, and this is terrific. This is a guy named Dylan DeCher, who is from Williamstown, Massachusetts, and took a gap year a couple of years ago between high school and college and decided to go and play a round of golf in every one of the lower 48 states. The book is called 18 in America. He played 18 holes in every state. He left Massachusetts and had immediate self-doubts. This is a wonderful, wonderful book. This is such an authentic book. This is a young guy telling you his story as he's doing it. But not only that, then it's polished as well. And he foreshadows stuff and goes and tells you great stories. The first story is getting snookered by a guy in Vegas. right off the top, he tells you, boy, was I a chump. And then you go back and you see who he is and how he grew out of being a chump and how he became this young man on the road and discovering America and discovering golf and discovering stuff about himself. And it's a great, great book, 18 in America, A Young Golfer's Epic Journey to Find the Essence of the Game.
I have this the book on my desk. It arrived on Friday. I was looking at it over the weekend. This kid is, he's, 19, 20 years old now?
Something like that, right.
And, yeah.
18 in America, and he's a local boy, and he's the friend of the son of friends of mine, and we arranged for a book party on May 25th, Saturday, May 25th, 2:00 in the afternoon.
And the last name is pronounced
DeCher.
DeCher,
spelled differently.
DeTHIER, but
pronounced DeCher.
DeCher. And 18 in America, Young Golfer's Epic Journey to Find the Essence of the Game. And that's great. So we look forward to
We are going to have he'll be reading from the book, talking about the book, answering questions, and we're going to have a putting contest at the bookstore.
Where are you going to do that?
We have Alan went out and got our little putt return, and we're going to lay down some carpet. We don't have the rules all figured out yet, but if you win, you're going to win something.
Who needs rules in a wine bar, for God's sakes? All right. Well, that sounds
so
fun.
That's the first one. May 25th, 2:00 in the afternoon, a Saturday afternoon.
Got it.
Okay. Next one is, this is not a new book. It came out last December, I think, but I never got a chance to look at it. A Place in Time, Wendell Berry. Have you talked about this book at all?
No, it's all on you.
These are 20 stories of the Port William membership. Wendell Berry has been writing stories about Port William, this fictional town on the Kentucky River, for 30, 40, 50 years now. The first one I remember reading was Memory of Old Jack. It starts, Old Jack is remembering the time when he was born during the Civil War. So these stories go back, and the narrator is telling stories of these characters going back in time, going forward in time. This collection starts with the a woman looking at herself in a mirror during the Civil War.
Wow.
And it goes all the way up to, you know, descendants telling stories and hearing, oh, the true story of what happened 30 years ago. Oh, that guy told me that story, but, you know, I just found out the other part of it today. And Wendell Berry is just one of my favorite writers, has been for all these years, has written, I don't know how many novels and books of poetry, and essays on farming, essays on, one of my favorite essays is Poetry and Marriage, a beautiful piece that he wrote. And one of his poems, he wrote a book of poetry called The Mad Farmer Poems. And one of his characters, you know, a found poem. He says, one of the guys in town walks up to Wendell Berry, the author, and says, "Hey, did you read that poem you wrote?"
Good stuff.
Good stuff. But he writes with such dedication. In A Memory of Old Jack, I remember the dedication. He doesn't say, "I wrote this for my father." "I made this for my father," he said.
Well, that's beautiful.
That was the first thing you read when you read that book. And he reminds me, as a writer, of another writer. I'm going to segue right into E.B. White. E.B. White, a new book, E.B. White on Dogs, just published last week by Tilbury House, which also published his book, One Man's Meat. These are collections of his writings on dogs put together by his granddaughter, Martha. And I love the fact that she just called the book E.B. White on Dogs, because that's what it is.
Simple as that.
She didn't try to name it anything more, anything less than that. Here are letters. Here are letters to people about, let's say, a description of the death of one of his dogs. Here are Talk of the Town pieces from the New Yorker magazine. And here are also some of my favorite, the letters to the IRS explaining why he didn't pay a tax bill, and it was because the dog... He got this notice that the dog was unlicensed, and all these letters got mixed up. You know, White was a writer and a saltwater freshwater farmer in Maine, and he was not a guy who... He said he got this tax bill and he sent it to his lawyer, and the lawyer said, "Oh, don't worry about that."
Disregard that junk.
So E.B. White on Dogs. These are beautiful, beautiful pieces. It's a new hardcover book. And here on the back is of the, I just have the advanced copy, but on the back of the hardcover book is a picture of E.B. White interviewing Minnie on his desk in his New York, Minnie the dachshund on his desk in New York. White is sitting at his typewriter and conducting this interview. It looks like Edward Gorey would have loved to have drawn that portrait.
Absolutely.
The way their posture is.
It is it's a beautiful collection, and thanks to you, I had a lovely email chat last night with Martha White, and she'll be coming on the show to talk about this, so
excellent.
I look forward to that.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Did we mention that the Wendell Berry is published by Counterpoint Press, which has been his publisher for the last 20 years or 25 years or so? Where do we go next?
I don't know. That's all on you, man.
Oh, the two literary things. The first one is the literary. You know.
Oh, the literary
thing. Let's go literary.
Okay, bookstore owner. Let's go with that literary stuff.
This is just to show that, you know, it's not all highfalutin.
No, and it's not all planned.
It's
even
pretty lowfalutin sometimes. Blake Bailey has written a book called Farther and Wilder: The Lost Weekends and Literary Dreams of Charles Jackson. Do we know anything about this Charles Jackson who wrote The Lost Weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Charles Jackson wrote The Lost Weekend.
Right.
It came out in 1944, sold millions, half millions of copies, got made, of course, into the famous film, a Billy Wilder film. But that's not where the Wilder of the title comes from. But made into the Billy Wilder film starring Ray Milland. Simon & Schuster first turned down the book and said during the war, says, nobody cares about the individual. There's a collection of letters of rejection letters, I should have read it more clearly or more carefully, says the editor now.
So what is so this book tells us
the literary careers, the literary ambitions of Charles Jackson, born in upstate New York in 1922, something like this. No, earlier than that, 1902. A great writer, wanted to be a great writer. Tributes from Roger Strauss, his longtime publisher, from Flora Strauss and Giroux. But here's the epigraph from the beginning of the book from Thomas Mann. From Dr. Faustus. So here we're really literary. For though the artist may all his life remain closer, not to say truer, to his childhood than the man trained for practical life, yet his path out of his simple, unaffected beginnings to the undivine latter stages of his course is endlessly farther, wilder, more shattering to watch than that of the ordinary citizen.
Beautiful.
This is Thomas Mann writing. Of course, it's beautiful. And so this is the story of The Lost Weekend, of how he came to write The Lost Weekend, of how he was a closeted homosexual, of how he was an addict, and how he later became a spokesman when he cleaned up for AA, and then the latter part of his life as well. I'm not going to ruin the rest of it to tell you the more of it, but it is a great book. I haven't read it all, but I've read the beginning, and I'm skimming the rest of it, and it's just so lovingly written.
Farther and Wilder, The Lost Weekend's Literary Dreams of Charles Jackson by Blake Bailey. All right.
And the last one is Edna O'Brien's memoir.
Oh, I just got this.
Oh.
Yeah. Have you read it?
I've read, a good chunk?
A good chunk
of it. It just came in yesterday. Edna O'Brien, Country Girl. She wrote Country Girls in 3 weeks in 1960. After she ran away from her family, ran away with an older man, scandalized her native town. Later, when Country Girls was so widely received in her hometown, her she tells a story that her mother told her later. The postmistress said to her, "A good punishment for the last miss would be to have her run naked through the town while everybody beat her, whipped her as she ran through town."
All right, all right.
They didn't like the fact that she was telling these stories. Much like a generation earlier, there was another Irish writer, Kate O'Brien, who was similarly, excommunicated from the church for writing what people felt, especially what women felt about their lives. So I have a note that someone wrote to me yesterday, a note from a reader. May I read this?
Yeah, please do.
"I was born in 1945, a Scottish-Irish Catholic girl. I read Edna O'Brien's Girl with Green Eyes around 1962. It was mind-boggling. I didn't know the phrase shock of recognition, but that's what it was. Think Catcher in the Rye. Think Portnoy's Complaint. That's what it was.
Oh.
I've read everything she ever wrote since then. She said what had been unsaid till then, and so important to girls like me. She's the bravest writer I know. I can't wait." Where's this page? "I can't wait to read her memoir. Matthew is saving a copy for me. 1,000 thanks to Edna O'Brien and her work."
That's great.
This is a tribute from someone who's read all her work.
And the book is out today. It is Country Girl, a memoir by Edna O'Brien. And we're working on getting her on the show.
That would be lovely. So she tells these great stories. You know, she was a popular writer, and she was popular in the 60s, in the 70s, in England and everywhere. There were great stories about her with Hollywood people. Jackie Onassis called her her best friend. Brando took her out for breakfast. And then one day, I got to tell you, this is my favorite story. Year 2000.
Keep it clean.
Okay. 2000. It's around Christmas time, and this tall woman, very handsome, very beautiful woman, comes into my bookstore and says to me in a broad accent, she says, "Have you got any Edna O'Brien?" And we had the new book, Wild Decembers, had just been published. And I went and I got it for her, and I showed it to her. And she held it in her hand, she turned it over, and there was a portrait of her, of Edna O'Brien, on the back. And this woman says, "That's me."
Oh.
Yeah, she walked in the store. I didn't recognize her at all.
Oh, that's
but
right.
That's me then.
Wow. So just checking up on you to make sure
that if she's listening now, I remember. She comes here, she won't come here, but you'll get her on the radio.
We'll see what we can talk her into.
Okay. And then maybe she'll come over to Lenox as well.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
All right. We'll work on the tour with her management.
Do we have time to read a little bit of her work?
You have a minute and a half to do whatever you wish with.
She's in a hospital after a hip operation. And it was evening time, she says, it's evening time, and after turning down my bed, Irina, a nurse from Eastern Europe, wondered if she might sit for a few minutes. She was lonely. She would have liked to have gone home, but home was 5 hours on the express train and cost much monies, which she could not afford. She was saving for the little house in her dream that was in her own country, and the other dream was of man, perfect man, coming to her. She had a boyfriend whom she loved, but he'd go live with other woman. But that other woman now tell him, go, go, because he fall for still other woman. She cried then and dried her eyes and apologized for crying and cried more, saying, I have peace, but I have lonely. Seeing the books and notebooks and pens on my bedside table, she asked almost in an invocation, Madam, please write book for men about love, because they do not understand it as women's do. I had not the heart to tell her that great love stories told of the pain and separateness between men and women. Edna O'Brien.
Very good stuff.
She goes right to it.
Excellent. Well, the new book is Country Girl, a Memoir. It's published by Little Brown by Edna O'Brien. And once again, Matt has done it, brought us a wonderful selection for us to think about and to cogitate on. And
for moms and for other moms as well.
Exactly.
Okay.
Matt, it's always a pleasure. For more information on the bookstore in Lenox, you can go to their website, bookstoreinlenox.com. Matt Tannenbaum, always a pleasure. Thank you. Oh, and real quick, because we have like 5 seconds, your event is
May 25th. Saturday, May 25th, 2 o'clock, Dylan DeChair. Bring your putter.
As it were. WAMC.org, where the complete list, or go to bookstoreinlenox.com.